Well, that didn't take long. Not surprising at all. President Biden has gone full-blown authoritarian, reversing course on crypto, waging war on Americans' personal freedoms to invest, to transact, to use cryptocurrency. This weekend, he vetoed banks' ability to custodian cryptocurrency. This is the stuff of dictators, guys, or, frankly, leaders in Europe, but not America. And he was hoping that you wouldn't notice, that you'd be too busy. But we did, and this should piss all of you off if you care about freedom and the freedom to transact the way that you want, free of government interference. So all of this happened right as the verdict was being read against Donald Trump in New York. President Biden went into full panic mode, totally reversing course over cryptocurrency, made a disastrous mistake that marks the end of an 80-year dollar dominance. It's so much incompetence, in fact, in a 48-hour period that I almost can't even believe that it happened. Biden knew you all would be focused on Trump's verdict, right? So here's what happened. In the few hours while that was happening in New York, he authorized Ukraine to attack Russia using weapons inside of Russia, hoping you wouldn't notice. He then launched a strike on Yemen's capital, hoping you wouldn't notice. And he vetoed a cryptocurrency bill giving Americans more freedom to work with Wall Street banks for digital assets, basically vilifying crypto. Again, hoping you wouldn't notice. And then he snuck away to Rehoboth Beach for a nice beach weekend and having some ice cream. This all plays into the hands of freedom-loving Americans and to DeFi, decentralized cryptocurrency. You're not going to let me transact in the way that I want? Screw you, Mr. President. This is what European leaders do, not America. We're huge crypto fans here at Redacted, as you probably know, and we believe it's the people's currency. Take the power out of the corrupt politicians and bankers and give it to the people, using a decentralized system to settle transactions. This, of course, is why liberal Senator Elizabeth Warren hates it, rallied tons of Democrats against it.
If I buy Bitcoin, am I buying a share of stock? Or am I buying a pork belly? Or am I buying euros?
Or am I buying? Are you buying air?
Oh, wow. Okay, you're going in.
Yeah.
But over the past few weeks, something started to change with Democrats. They started running away from their anti-crypto position when they realized so many young Americans support it. Oh, and that it's a multi-trillion dollar a year industry. It appeared these Democrats, along with President Biden, were suddenly reversing course. They'd let banks handle crypto assets, give more power to the American people. Why did this happen? Well, it's obvious. This all came right after President Trump threw his support behind crypto, saying he will be the crypto president.
I will ensure that the future of crypto and the future of Bitcoin will be made in the USA, not driven overseas. I will support the right to self-custody to the nation's 50 million crypto holders. I say this with your vote. I will keep Elizabeth Warren and her goons away from your Bitcoin. And I will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency.
Then, suddenly, Biden, pretending he too is a crypto president, appeared to soften his position. Maybe it was a trial balloon. They were testing it out in the media. A number of Biden insiders came out saying, look, Biden loves crypto as well. He's young. He's hip. Vote for Biden. Then this weekend, vetoes a bipartisan bill, had Democrats and Republicans, which actually teamed up with the banks and individual investors. It was like kind of an unprecedented bipartisan joint effort.
The first ever major crypto bill has passed in the House of Representatives, despite opposition from the SEC chairman, Gary Gensler.
And the president vetoes it. It would have let banks custodian your digital assets just like stocks. Treat them the same, basically. But instead, Biden is vilifying your cryptocurrency assets, calling them liabilities. Crypto companies have argued that this threatens their ability to do business with banks. And the banks agreed. So you had Democrats, Republicans asking Biden not to veto this proposal. American people asking him not to veto it. And the crypto companies and banks start saying, don't veto this law. What did he do? He vetoed it. Like a good little dictator. They don't want you using crypto. They want you using their own central bank digital currency. That's what this is all about. This is their plan.
If you think we could improve that in a digital world, the answer is sure you could. But in that case, let's do a central bank digital currency.
Are you there?
Oh, for a central bank digital currency?
Yeah.
Yes. I think it's time.
Furthermore, the courts have sided with you guys, with the Americans, to invest in cryptocurrencies. Legal precedents affirm the fundamental right to financial autonomy, innovation. So Biden's veto, therefore, isn't just an economic misstep. It's anti-American. It's an affront to judicial rulings that protect individual investment rights. This kind of governmental overreach is something that we usually see in dictators, not democracies. Now, the entire global financial order led by the U.S.-Bretton Woods Agreement is coming apart at the seams. Russia and China have solidified their partnership to end the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. Russia last week declared war on the U.S. dollar officially, seizing hundreds of billions of dollars in U.S. dollars that were inside of Russia. Billions of dollars of real estate, businesses owned by American dollars inside of Russia. Russia officially done with the U.S. dollar and the underlying SWIFT system that settles transactions. They're launching a decentralized system with China. It is over for the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And President Biden has been its greatest enemy, by the way. So that's the big Biden crypto update that I wanted to bring to you. Now I want to show you the sponsor for today's show, which is easily my greatest ever stock market opportunity that I found for this channel, hands down. I'm not mincing words with this one, okay? I'm a shareholder of this company myself, and I believe with all of my instincts that this one is destined for greatness. The sponsor of this publication today is DeFi Technologies, ticker symbol DEFTF, one of the most promising companies that I've ever seen, mark my words. Now, wait until you see the analyst price targets for this company, by the way, and what they're doing in the crypto ETF space right now. So this is a crypto company. Call me old-fashioned, but there is nothing I love more than when I find a profitable, growing, and undervalued company with brand recognition and a huge competitive advantage that is durable. I know, I just described the near-perfect company, but you tell me if I missed anything about this company. Here's the ticker on your screen, DeFi Technologies. Now, I have no doubt that in 3 to 4 minutes from now, you're going to understand exactly why this is my largest holding of any cryptocurrency company, blockchain company that I own in my portfolio. First of all, do you know who Anthony Pompliano is? Well, he's been on this show many times. He's been right here on Redacted many times. I consider him a friend. You might know him as Pomp. That's his nickname. Well, very smart man. Here he is with Michael Novogratz, the CEO of Galaxy Investment Partners. Here he is with Andrew Ross Sorkin as an expert guest on CNBC. Now, the reason I'm telling you about Anthony Pompliano is because he founded Reflexivity Research, which is a subsidiary of DeFi Technologies, the company that we're talking about. And here's what he just said about DeFi after they released their financials. Quote, "Regardless of how you cut the numbers, I still believe that DeFi Technologies is undervalued. Given this additional information in the latest earnings report, I believe DeFi Technologies has a good chance of being one of the best performers of any stock that was just pitched at Sohn Conference in April. One of the best performers of any stock." Then he went on to talk about his own skin in the game. Quote, "I'm not merely sharing my opinion, though. I am a shareholder of DeFi Technologies that will benefit if the market figures out the company is undervalued, and I will be financially punished if the company ends up not performing how I believe it will." So analysts are going crazy over this stock right now. They're incredibly bullish, but not a lot of analysts even know about the company. But here's one analyst, Michael Kim. He gives DeFi Technologies a fair value for their share price of $3 per share compared to its current quote, which is under $1. So that's a nice price target, and that is a huge jump in value. And what's crazy about Michael Kim's price target as an analyst, his report came out before the company released their earnings report just a few weeks ago. So this analyst gives the company a 200% appreciation upside without even looking at their financials, which were fantastic when they were released. So he was just looking at one thing, specifically one thing, Valor, which is their crown jewel. So what is Valor? Well, you might have heard of ETFs. Well, Valor provides ETPs, which are the equivalent of ETFs in Europe. And because the United States is dragging its feet right now with anything related to cryptocurrency ETFs, Valor has become a profitable growth business that has grown revenue 78% in the past year, currently $908 million in assets under management right now. So every time you open the news, you hear that, you know, BlackRock, Vanguard, all of these other giants can't seem to get their ETFs approved by the United States under President Biden right now. That is likely driving more clients over to Valor, which is owned by DeFi. You see how this all plays, right? DeFi owns Valor, which provides ETPs to Wall Street and retail traders right now. So the United States dragging its feet, by default, a potential tailwind for DeFi Technologies, which is how you reach 78% annual growth and a highly profitable business. This is why I've bet big on this company and why I'm a big investor in it, okay? I believe they're working on launching new ETPs as we speak. This is, by the way, what's already out there, so you can see this. More countries than ever are now divesting away from the US dollar, which I feel is losing its allure as the world's reserve currency. And Biden's policies are additional fuel for the fire. Valor's assets under management right now have grown more than 800% since December of 2022. More than 800%. It doesn't matter where you look. Central banks and governments are looking for ways to de-dollarize, and that bodes incredibly well for DeFi technologies. Do your own research on this company, guys. You guys are intelligent people. Dive into their data, okay? I'm going to have a list of their current ETPs in the description of today's video. I'll have a link there as well to their website. I'll have their stock ticker there as well. You guys do your own research. Look at those analyst price targets at over $3 a share and where the current share price is right now, okay? You do your own homework. We're entering a strange new world as the de-dollarization continues. And we'll see you next time, everyone.